Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets post-game show. And it's time for the highlights of the game. The Mets one win away now from heading to the postseason. They entered today with a magic number of 2, and David Peterson got the call for the series finale in Milwaukee. After 2 losses in the first 2 games, they badly needed a win today, and the 29-year-old had not earned a win in each of his last 3 starts and had an ERA of 5.17 over that span. He was coming off the worst start of the season, but he took the ball today for the biggest start of his career once again. And Colin Ray has had a pretty good season for the Brewers, but September has been a big problem, and the Mets went to work on him early. They were aggressive. Francisco Lindor walked, and then in an encouraging sign, stole second. Jose Iglesias grounded to short, and then the aggressive theme played out again.
Lindor at second, one out. First pitch. That's lined to center field. In comes Perkins, plays it on a hop. Base hit. Lindor around third, digging for the plate. The throw hits the mound, takes a big hop. Lindor slides in safely and on at first with an RBI single is Brandon Nimmo, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead.
And the Mets needed to get on the board quickly today, and did, as Nimmo drove in Lindor, who isn't 100%, but certainly set the tone with a leadoff walk and came around to score the first run of the game. Mark Vientos hit a bullet that was snagged by Willie Adames for the second out. Nimmo stole second for the Mets, second of the inning, but Ray walked Alonso, putting 2 men on, with 2 out for J.D. Martinez, who was 0 for 35, the worst stretch of his career, but he flew out to the warning track in center to end the inning and extend that stretch. Peterson took the mound, staked to the early lead, and got some defensive help early. Vientos made a terrific stop on a sharp grounder by leadoff hitter Bryce Terang. Got up from his knees and able to make a strong throw to nail the Brewers' second baseman. Rookie Jackson Churio reached on a dribbler along third base. Adames walked to put men on first and second. But Jake Bowers grounded into a fielder's choice 3-6 to put runners on the corners with 2 out for Eric Haas, who struck out to end the inning. The Mets didn't score in the second, but again were making solid contact against Ray. However, he was able to work around a 1-out single by Francisco Alvarez. The Mets took a 1-0 lead to the third after Peterson gave up a 1-out walk and nothing more. Iglesias led off the third with a single, extending his hitting streak to 20 games, a personal best. He moved up to second on Vientos' fielder's choice, but was stranded there when Alonso struck out to end the inning. Peterson then worked a 1-2-3 third to keep it at 1-0. Martinez led off the fourth and finally had some luck on his side.
Hit on the ground off the third base bag. It rolls into left field for a base hit. Martinez rounds first, heading for second. Collins up with a throw. Martinez slides in feet first with a double. Well, 0 for his last 36, now 1 for 1. And J.D. Martinez snaps out of the worst slog in his history. And he's at second base to lead off the fourth for the Mets.
After 36 hitless at-bats, he finally had something to show for it. A double off the bag at third, and it gave the Mets a runner in scoring position to start the inning. And for the second straight at-bat, Starling Marte laid down a bunt that got Martinez to third, and it gave Alvarez an opportunity to extend the lead.
Breaking ball line to left field. That is a base hit for Alvarez in front of Collins. Martinez scores, 2-0 Mets. Alvarez's second hit, and the Mets tack on another. On a day where they win, the Diamondbacks lose, and they're in. The Mets are up early, and their fans behind the third base dugout are up on their feet as well.
And when J.D. Martinez scored that run to give the Mets a 2-0 lead, that was the insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. So Alvarez, second hit in as many at-bats, gave the Mets a 2-0 lead. Both times he hit the ball hard. Tyrone Taylor hit one solidly to left for a single, putting two men on for Lindor. And in his third at-bat, he came through with another big hit, bringing us to our turning point of the game.
Here's the 2-1. That's ripped to right field, a base hit over first into right. Alvarez getting waved around. He's heading home. Churio's throw cut off. Alvarez scores standing up. Taylor goes first to third, and Lindor makes it 3-0 in the fourth inning.
Another big moment for the Mets shortstop, and as I mentioned earlier, when he got on in the first and stole second base, it really gave the team a big lift, and I think at this point, just that hit just instilled the confidence that this was going to be their day, and that made it 3-0. And that was the turning point of the game, so listen tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field that will probably take place sometime next year. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So Lindor started the day with a walk and a stolen base and scored the first run, and now made it a 3-0 game with the Mets' fourth hit of the inning. And Lindor must have been feeling a little better because he took off for second, had his second stolen base of the day, putting men on two men in scoring position. Iglesias, though, struck out. Nimmo grounded out, but the Mets had extended their lead by a pair of runs, and they had a chance to blow it open in the fifth when Vientos led off with a single, and Alonso was hit by a pitch. They moved up on a wild pitch after Martinez struck out. Marte was intentionally walked, loading the bases. Alvarez worked the count full. He missed a grand slam by just a bit, but did get enough to extend the lead.
Ray to the belt, a payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to left. Pretty deep but playable. Collins back, makes the one-hand catch. Coming down the line to score is Vientos. The other runners hold. Two men away. Sacrifice fly for Alvarez. The Mets are leading by a score of 4-0.
So through his first three at-bats, Alvarez had two hits and an RBI, and the Mets now had a 4-0 lead. Taylor was unable to add to that lead when he flew out to left to end the inning. Peterson was, though, rolling in the fifth, striking out Blake Perkins to start the inning. He walked Gary Sanchez and then helped his own cause, showing off his athleticism.
Here's the 0-1. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Reaching up, Peterson grabs it, throws the second one. Lindor to first, a double play. Started beautifully by David Peterson, reached up, snagged it, made a perfect throw to second. Lindor onto Alonso. Brewers done in the fifth.
And he did a terrific job. Peterson's size helps, but he deftly grabbed it, made a great throw to Lindor, who quickly threw on to first for the double play. And for a guy struggling with a back injury, Lindor was looking smoothly today. Peterson was also smooth through the first five, allowing just one hit. That was to Churio in the first. That went a total of maybe 60 feet. We just said a moment ago, Lindor was moving smoothly. He showed his power wasn't affected to start the sixth, giving us our smash of the game.
Here's the 2-1. Lindor hits it in the air to deep right field. Churio back onto the track at the wall. It's gone! Francisco Lindor has hit his 32nd home run of the year, and the Mets have a 5-0 lead. And if Francisco is feeling pain in his back, it certainly hasn't been exacerbated by carrying this ball club on it today as he's done all year. Number 32 for Lindor. 5-0 Mets.
The smash of the game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. Lindor opened the scoring and added the fifth run of the day on that blast, his 32nd homer of the year to make it 5-0, and he was having quite a day. Two hits, two stolen bases, two runs scored, and two RBIs. Peterson kept the Brewers at bay, retiring the side in order in the sixth with back-to-back strikeouts to open the inning. He was at his best, opening the bottom of the seventh with his seventh strikeout and then ending his day with another of Isaac Collins.
Payoff at the letters got him looking. What a day for Peterson. He freezes Collins with his eighth strikeout, and he could not have picked out a better start when needed most.
Giving the Mets everything they needed today. Peterson, absolutely outstanding. Eight strikeouts in those seven scoreless innings. One hit allowed. He walked three. Phil Maton started the eighth and ran into some trouble after a couple of soft hits. He was able to get out of it, though, when Jackson Churio just missed a three-run homer, sending Nimmo back to the wall before he made the catch to keep the shutout intact. And the save of the game is brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Edwin Diaz then worked the ninth, and it started with Andrew Monasterio striking out. Diaz walked Jake Bowers. Garrett Mitchell struck out for the second out, and all that remained was Isaac Collins.
That's a strike away, going to Atlanta, needing to win one tomorrow. Payoff pitch. Swung at and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Edwin Diaz throws the slider by Collins. He strikes out three in the inning. And the Mets will pack up and presumably get out of here as fast as possible with a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow in Atlanta.
12th strikeout of the day, and it caps the 5-0 victory, and it makes a winner out of David Peterson for the 10th time. He's 10-3. Colin Ray suffers the loss, win number 88 for the Mets, leaving them one win shy of a postseason berth. They'll try to get it tomorrow in Atlanta.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.